And a very warm welcome to Be Happy, Be Inspired. If you're a regular listener, a big thank you for joining us and making this program more and more popular each and every week. And if you're joining us for the first time, a big thank you to you also. Tonight we're talking hypnotherapy. What is it and how it helps make positive change? Sit back and relax and enjoy tonight's program. In the program, I'll be talking with Sharon and Elaine and learn how hypnotherapy has helped them make positive change to their lives. But before I do, I would just like to spend a few minutes sharing some information about hypnotherapy. Imagine for me, if you will, a triangle. At the top of the triangle, imagine a T. A T that stands for thoughts. On the baseline of the triangle, on the left-hand side, see the letter E. For emotions, and on the right side the letter B for behavior. As you look at this triangle, you will notice that each of these letters are connected by the lines that form the triangle shape. What this means is this: thoughts, what we think, affects how we feel and act. Emotions, how we feel, affects what we think and do. And behavior, what we do affects how we think and feel. How interesting is that, that everything is connected. So if we change, say, a negative thought, release a negative emotion, or change an unwanted behavior, we will change our lives. Hypnosis is a way of relaxing our conscious analytical mind so that we can take on positive suggestions which will change the way we think, feel and act. Clinical hypnosis or therapeutic hypnosis, which is a term that some people use, is not as portrayed on TV or stage shows you may have seen. You will not run about like a chicken, sing like Elvis every time you hear his name. You are always in control. If you wanted to stop the session, you simply bring yourself out of hypnosis. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis is something that happens to us each and every day. The most common example being when you have driven somewhere and you don't remember passing a certain point, or when you are stood at some traffic lights, the lights change to green and you see the light, yet you do not move until the car behind you gives you a beep on the horn. The hypnotherapist simply guides you through this process while you are in a relaxed state. You are able to respond to positive suggestions, aiding you to make the change you want to see and the change you want to be. If you have a question on hypnotherapy, please feel free to email me at lifematters@york.com. And shortly, I will be talking with Sharon. Sharon's story is truly inspiring. Imagine coming home from work feeling unwell, going for a lie down and not waking for 3 months. I'll be talking with Sharon next on Be Happy, Be Inspired.
Lack of confidence? Low self-esteem? Fears and phobias hold us back from enjoying and living the life we really want. Would you like to be more confident? Break the habits that are holding you back from achieving what you want in life or in business? Would you like to overcome a fear or phobia? Lose weight and say goodbye to yo-yo dieting? Do you want to stop smoking? Inspirational coach and hypnotherapist Steve Twynham can help you move in a positive direction. Known as the Happy Coach, Steve has helped thousands of people make a positive change to their lives. For more information, visit stevetwynham.com. Be happy, be inspired, live the life you really want.
So today we're talking hypnotherapy and how it helps people and the difference it makes to people's lives. And now I'm joined on the phone by Sharon. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. Thank you, Steve. How are you?
Excellent, thanks. I've been a wonderful day.
Fantastic. So am I.
Good stuff. Sharon, let's just start by really sharing your story, if that's okay, if you'd like to do that.
Yeah, well, there's a few points I'd like to share this story for. One is to be mindful of what your thoughts are, really. I learnt a big lesson. How it started was, I'll start off with my last relationship, but was for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very good, but I didn't know how to really get away from it. Been divorced once already, I didn't want to feel like a failure again, so I hung on in there, like you do.
Okay.
But for about a year, I recall now just saying to myself all the time, oh, I was that depressed. I just want to go to sleep and not wake up. I just want to go to sleep and never wake up. I've just had enough. I can't see a way out, financially, emotionally, every which way. And approximately about a year later, I wasn't feeling well at work, just a bit of a cold. And I came home and I said to my fiancé, I really don't feel well, I'm going to bed. So off I went to bed, which is unlike me. It's a bit of a blur from there, but the story goes, I ended up in a coma.
I'm
in the hospital for, yeah, 5 months I was in hospital altogether, 3 months asleep in the coma. And, it was quite touch and go on many occasions. I ended up with double pneumonia, a brain hemorrhage, and something called ARDS, which you get through being on a life support machine for too long. It's like a secondary infection. So I'm very, very lucky to survive. And they told my family if I did survive that I'd be brain damaged. And they didn't know what the outcome were really going to be, how bad it were going to be. So that leads me on to, obviously, thinking about your thoughts. Which were a big...
quite a life-changing experience, I guess.
It was massive. It was massive. I could go on for hours, but I won't do. honest, angelic stories also, honestly, I could tell you, it's a minefield, really. But in one way, it was my biggest blessing. Because during that 5 months that I was in the hospital, my partner didn't come to see me once. Not once. But by the by, anyway, that's another story. But so when I did eventually come round, it took a couple of weeks to reorientate back into where I were, etc., etc. And then the long road came to learning to talk again because I had a tracheostomy and pipes down my throat. Well, when I first woke up, I had pipes down my throat and then they put a trache in. So it was a long... I had to first learn to move my fingers, then my toes, then my arms, then my legs, then learn to sit up, then learn to stand up, then learn to stand and sit, etc., etc., until eventually I could walk to the toilet and back with a walking frame. Then they allowed me home. So then came the decision, where do I go? Where do I go? So I went back home to my house that me and my fiancé were buying on the condition that he moved out.
Okay, yeah.
That didn't happen. So I had it was quite traumatic. Because of the situation, my family wouldn't come to the house, so I was basically left by myself. He went off to work, blah, blah, blah. So, but in hindsight, it were a good thing. Because it made me more determined. It made me more... it made me stronger.
Okay.
It made me... Right, I've got to get up and do this. There's no one here to help me. I've got to get up. I've got to do this. I've got to get in the shower. I've got to try. It were really, really hard work. But eventually things went really, really sour and I could no longer stay in that property. It were unbearable. So I ended up renting somewhere else and... But I was left with slight brain damage, so I have short-term memory loss, and I can't remember 4 days up to leading to the coma. Only the fact that I came home poorly from work and went to bed. Now, my family said there were 4 days in between that, me being admitted to hospital, but I don't remember that. for me, it was, I went to bed, got up next day, I was in hospital. That's how it feels for me.
That's how it feels for you.
Yeah.
So, Sharon, how did hypnotherapy help with all this then?
Right. Well, basically, what it was, I was left with a lot of pain in my back and my coccyx bone through being laid in a coma for such a long time. And as time went on, they kept giving me all these different painkillers, and then I was suffering with post-traumatic stress syndrome because you get flashbacks from, you know, your memory starts coming back, floating back, and you get flashbacks from when you're in hospital. It's really, really real. So I've got all these symptoms, and I kept going to every hospital in Yorkshire. And they just kept giving me, like, sleeping tablets for this, antidepressants for that, painkillers for that. And I just thought, I don't know, after about a year or so, I was like, I can't carry on like this. I can't carry on like this. Nothing's helping. I was all weak down the left side. Nothing's helping. I didn't want to keep taking tablets. And I just thought, it was as a last-ditch attempt, I'll be honest with you. And a lot of people do come to you for hypnotherapy as a last resort, but that's a good thing because that's where you want them at, really. That sounds really harsh, but that's where you want them at because you know then that they're like, that's it.
They want help,
you know, I've come to, yeah. Because you can't really promote and sell hypnotherapy. It's kind of like, you can a little bit, but really the person has to really want it and seek it. And that's when you know you're going to have a good reputation because you're going to do the best job ever because they're ready for it, kind of thing. So, yeah, so basically I went to see an hypnotherapist, Neil Woods. I don't know if you know Neil, but you probably do.
Yes, I know Neil, yeah.
Yeah. I went to see him about me pain in my back because it is painful getting up and down. It was just debilitating me because I lost my job. I lost my home and I lost my relationship and I was really, really rock bottom and I just thought, I can't, this can't be it. You know, I was 45, 46 at the time and I just thought, you know, I've been given a second chance and I can't sit here like this doing nothing, not working, not having a fulfilling life and just being in agony all the time and the tablets just weren't really helping that much. So I went to see Neil. And I'm telling you now, one session with that guy, my pain had gone.
Wow.
One session with that guy, and my pain had gone.
Are you free from, well, I'm assuming you're free from pain now then, Sharon, as well?
Yeah, I get the odd twinge every, I don't know, maybe 6 months or so, but not that I need to take painkillers for it or anything like that, which is an odd twinge if I've walked too much or done a little bit too much for me.
Yeah.
I still have to take things slow, you know. But to look at me, you wouldn't be able to tell that I'd been in a coma at all. Not at all. You wouldn't be able to tell that I got slight brain damage at all. I know, because obviously I know signs, but the reason I got into hypnotherapy was once that worked for me, it was actually quite an emotional release for me.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I kind of didn't believe it. I stood up and I thought, no way. I was like a little jack in the box, up and down.
So you were a bit of a skeptic initially then?
I don't know about skeptic, but I just thought maybe it would help a little.
Okay.
I never realised that it was completely going to eradicate the pain to almost nothing. Like I say, I get the odd twinge every now and then. I tell you, I was in my car, then I was laughing, me and my daughter were laughing, we were going, oh my God, I can't believe how comfortable this drive is, because driving were really hard work for me as well.
Wow.
Just amazing. And I just thought, when I burst out crying, it were emotional release as well, because it were another chapter of my coma closing. And another part of me moving on, and it felt amazing and fabulous, and I owe a lot to Neil. And I thought to myself, I've got to have some of this. I've got to learn this.
So you went on to train
and
spread
it.
You went to train.
Yeah.
Okay. You trained as a therapist. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went on to train passed in December, and my business is slowly coming together now, and I just love helping people. It's like, honestly, it's amazing, and I'm just, it's, everything that's happened to me has just been a complete gift. And I would advise anybody that's under a pain clinic like I was, anything like that, go and see an hypnotherapist. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. It's just completely turned my life around, honestly.
Sounds absolutely... So where do you practice then, Sharon?
Right, at first I was just practicing from home and going mobile.
Yeah.
And now I rent a little space at a place called... near Wickersley, it's called Halo Air and Beauty, and I've got a room up there, along with a tattooist and a makeup artist, and it's at Stag Roundabout there.
So that's near Sheffield, is it? Sheffield or Rotherham?
It's more near Rotherham. Okay. It's kind of in the middle of Sheffield, between Sheffield, Rotherham and Doncaster, so it's quite central. And fantastic group of girls. They've had everything. they've had everything. Oh, can I have this? Oh, can I have that? Yes, you can. Yeah, it's fabulous. I get. Yeah, it's a good trade. Trading off each other as well.
So Sharon, sorry, from adversity, what happened? You've turned your life around, and now you're going on and helping others. So.
Yeah.
Is there anything particular that you would like to say to somebody that's... I know you've said go and try it. Is there anything else you'd like to say that anybody that might be listening this afternoon that's thinking of hypnotherapy but may just have, you know, those fears or doubts? What would you say to somebody?
I would say try hypnotherapy. There is nothing bad can come from hypnotherapy. You will feel so enlightened when you leave. It's amazing. Even past life regressions under hypnotherapy gives people the tools to deal with things in this life and makes you understand yourself more. Because your brain is such a vital part of you, mm-hmm. and your subconscious mind, we don't use it a lot. We forget about it. We're that busy focusing on the task we've got ahead. We never take time out for ourselves and just to go deep into ourselves. And the answers are all within. You know, I mean, you could go down a spiritual path if you liked. But with the hypnotherapy, you're tapping into a subconscious part of you that has all the answers.
So, Sharon, how can people contact you then?
Okay, they can contact me on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page. You can contact Halo Air and Beauty at Stag Roundabout. I've got a website.
What's the,
as well?
What's the website?
It's Halo Hypnosis with Sharon.
Okay. Wow. So just give us that website again, then.
It's Halo Hypnotherapy.
Marvellous.
With Sharon.
A big thanks for joining us today and sharing your story. Been an inspiration to others. So,
yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
Be mindful of your thoughts.
Very much so.
Today's thoughts create your tomorrow's.
Yes, you. As I say,
think positive.
You create your future history. That's what I say.
Yeah, it's correct. Okay. It is.
Well, thanks for joining.
Thank you for your time today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Lack of confidence, low self-esteem, fears and phobias hold us back from enjoying and living the life we really want. Would you like to be more confident? Break the habits that are holding you back from achieving what you want in life or in business. Would you like to overcome a fear or phobia, lose weight and say goodbye to yo-yo dieting? Do you want to stop smoking? Inspirational coach and hypnotherapist Steve Twynham can help you move in a positive direction. Known as the Happy Coach, Steve has helped thousands of people make a positive change to their lives. For more information, visit stevetwynham.com. Be happy, be inspired. Live the life you really want.
So today we're talking hypnotherapy, and it's a pleasure to be joined on the line by Elaine Draper. Now, Elaine is a clinical hypnotherapist, but also trains people to be hypnotherapists. But before we talk about that, let's say hello to Elaine and just find out how Elaine really became a hypnotherapist in the first place. Hi, Elaine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Steve?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for joining us on the phone this afternoon. And so Elaine, tell us, how did you get involved in hypnotherapy in the first place?
Well, I've actually been a complementary health practitioner for about 22 years in different therapies. And I actually did a hypnotherapy training course about 12 years ago. But I didn't feel that it covered enough, and I always lacked the confidence and the competence to actually practice it. So I carried on with my other therapies, and then the interest in hypnotherapy was always there in the background. And I decided to sort of reawaken that a few years ago and do some research into courses again. And I looked into lots and lots of courses. I found InnerVisions, and it seemed to be the most comprehensive course available. And what attracted me most was the pay-as-you-go principle, so it was affordable too. And it covered all the areas that I really wanted to look into to help people.
Brilliant. And Elaine, before you did that, had you had hypnotherapy yourself? Had you experienced a hypnotherapy session, for want of a better phrase?
I'd actually experienced a hypnotherapy session that looked back on past life regression.
Okay.
And I actually went through the process of being born, so that was actually quite interesting.
Wow.
I did actually have machines, so I actually was, you know, I knew I was under hypnotherapy. And I knew it worked. And it helped me.
Oh, amazing. So there you were. You went on and trained with InnerVisions as a hypnotherapist, and now obviously you're a practicing hypnotherapist. What kind of things do you help people with?
Well, at the moment I've got quite a lot of students that I'm helping with exam fears and anxieties. I'm working with students from schools, colleges, universities with sort of exam fears and anxieties, which obviously this time of year is an up-and-coming thing. I've started to help a lot more people with flying, fear of flying. I had a wonderful lady last year who was in her 70s, and she had a fear of flying for all those years, and helped her overcome that in a couple of sessions. And I don't actually see much of her because she has visited her grandson in Australia. Getting around all over the place. I actually don't see very much of her.
So it's a bit like you do a good job and you don't see your client again because she's flying off around the world.
That's right.
I like it. And Elaine, you know, are there certain things that people in your experience, when you first meet them for the first time, do they have some... Well, let's use the word fear and doubts about hypnotherapy. Do you get some, like, common questions come up?
The most common question is that people refer to clinical hypnotherapy by stage hypnosis they've seen before. So they have got a few preconceived ideas about hypnotherapy, which are totally different to the clinical hypnotherapy that we actually perform. But really, once you've explained things to people, most commonly is, will I know what's going on? Will I go to sleep? Well, actually, no, you won't. Hypnotherapy heightens all of your senses by 30%. So, and once they've experienced it, they're amazed because it's nothing like they're expecting it to be. It's just such a wonderful experience, and they wondered why they had not heard about it.
Why they had the doubts and the fears, probably.
They had the doubts and fears in the beginning.
Right, okay, so it's a heightened state of awareness, as you mentioned there.
Yes,
so,
it is, yeah.
Okay, so... They're aware of what's going on and things. So you do that, and then how did you become a trainer then? How did all that happen?
Well, the InnerVisions course I did myself actually helped me so much personally. The support and guidance that was given throughout the course was exactly what I needed, with sort of friendly, supportive tutors. They just gave me the knowledge and the skills that gave me that confidence to go out and practice straight away. And then I was asked if I would join InnerVisions as one of the trainers. So that's what I do now. And I absolutely, the dramatic results that you receive with clients is just something I want to help other people on the courses to achieve. The students come along on the courses and I can understand exactly where they're coming from. You know, they're probably lacking confidence, and it's such a pleasure to be a part of their journey, helping them to achieve the skills with hypnotherapy, knowing that they're going to help lots of other people.
So I just absolutely love that part of the... So there's a bit of personal
development
in there then, Elaine, by the sounds of it as well. People learn a lot about themselves on the course.
They do, yes. Myself, I gained lots of confidence. I gained lots of personal abilities as well, abilities to focus, things that I could change. Just by recognising things on the course in myself, I was able to change them.
Where are the courses that you actually do the training yourself? I believe there's one in York as well.
Yes, well, people can go to the innervisionsuk.com website, and at the moment we've actually got 9 new courses which will be starting in May in various venues. But the course in York, which is at the Holiday Inn on the Tadcaster Road in York, starts on the 23rd and 24th of May, and people can apply online for a free place. So there is it's very easy to get around on the website, and it just says apply online, and people just need to apply online, and their applications come through.
Okay, and you mentioned, I think, earlier on that you said it's, did you say pay-as-you-go or something, did you mention?
Yes, the weekend that we actually offer, the free weekend, is a full 2-day course, 9 till 5, where we give everybody full and comprehensive information about the InnerVisions course and what sort of things we include. And it serves two purposes, really. It gives people the chance to make an informed choice about the course, and also it gives us the chance to assess people that are applying for the rest of the course. So that's completely free. And then after that, there are nine consecutive weekends, once a month. We offer the weekends, and they're £199 payable on that Saturday. And what we actually find is most people have earned their fee by practicing, with people and helping people pay for their fees beforehand.
Okay. Elaine, at the end of the course, then, do the people end up with a qualification?
Yes, we offer a comprehensive diploma on clinical hypnotherapy, so people are able to set up a practice straight away. The course is accredited with the General Hypnotherapy Standards Council, so they will get a certificate from the GHR, which is the registered body for hypnotherapy, and they're able to join the registry, so they can actually be on the registry where people can look up for a practicing hypnotherapy.
Marvellous. So if the people want to come on the course, just give us that InnerVisions address again, that email address.
Yes, it's innervisionsuk.com, and that will bring you up the InnerVisions website. It's very easy to get around, and just apply, just click the link on the side that says apply online, but there is a map with dates and venues on there. It's easy to do.
Okay, but and in terms of...
People don't need any prior knowledge before they apply on the course. Anyone from any background can apply. We're just looking for students with a genuine desire to help others and that have got an open mind and willingness to learn, really.
Wonderful. And just before we finish, where do you practice yourself then?
I actually practice in the Hornsey, Beverley and Hull area, so I actually see clients there. Because the training has actually taken priority for me, I've sort of cut back a little bit on some of my clients, because I work 3 weekends out of 4 at the moment.
So, okay.
They can. I do have, my contact telephone number you have there. If they go onto the GHR, they'll just be able to find me on there.
Okay, that's. But are you okay if we give you the number out, or is that okay?
Yes, that's absolutely fine. Yeah.
Okay, so the Elaine's number is 07941 507254. If you want to get in touch with Elaine, then please do so. And if you want to, have a look and take a look at InnerVisions and enroll on the course and see if you could just change your life as well. So, Elaine, a big thanks for joining us today.
That's fine.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Welcome. Look forward to meeting some new people.
Yeah, yes, and have some fun as well.
Will do. Thanks very much, Steve. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Elaine. big thank you for joining me tonight. If you'd like to find out more information about the work that I do, just visit my website, www.stevetwynham.com, or email me, steve@stevetwynham.com. I'd look forward to hearing from you. You can also take a look at lifematters.york.com. And if you'd like to join me on Sundays between 4 and 6pm BST on Vale Radio for Inspire, then just visit www.thevaleonline.com or download the app from your normal app store. Just search for The Vale Online. However you decide to be in touch, however you decide to listen, have a wonderful week, be happy, be inspired, and remember, no storm lasts forever.
Hi, this is Steve. Hope you can join me this coming Sunday for Inspired 4 till 6 on Vale Radio. Great music to get your week off to a great start. And do me a great big favour. Just tell a friend. Just spread the news. Hope you can join me this Sunday, 4 till 6 on Vale Radio.